Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is a highly touted NBA draft prospect. Coming up Thursday night is the NBA draft. And having just played one season at Mizzou, unfortunately, was cut very short because of a back injury. And so now our next guest is such an interesting question going into the NBA draft. He is Michael Porter Jr. of the Mizzou Tigers, and he's projected to go in the top 10, perhaps top 5 of the NBA draft. And he's here with a partnership with Auto Trader, the all-new Auto Trader, with more speed, shopping control, and trust. There's no reason to go anywhere else. The addition of Kelly Blue Book, price advisor to Auto Trader car listings, lets car buyers shop the widest variety of cars with the confidence to purchase with the most trusted pricing. Michael Porter Jr. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. And this has got to be such a weird week for you because so many people are in love with your obvious talents and so many people are talking about your health and your back. Is it weird to hear so many people speculate about your health, both through the media and I'm guessing also publicly, either it's from fans or perhaps people that are in the NBA?
I mean, it's understandable. You know, I had a year in Missouri where I didn't get to, you know, display what I wanted to display. But, you know, I'm feeling great, and I'm just excited for this week. And, you know, people can talk all they want and speculate. I'm just trying to stay focused and enjoy this week.
You came back at the end of the season, the SEC tournament, then the NCAA tournament. Do you regret it all trying to come back after missing basically the entire year with a back injury?
You know, yeah, I get asked that question a lot. And I wouldn't say I regret it just because, you know, it kind of showed that I wasn't really thinking about me. You know, I made that decision knowing I wasn't going to be the player I was going to be in a few months. I really just did it to try to not be selfish. So even though we lost those couple games, I still don't regret it. You know, it was the right thing to do for my teammates, and I'm at peace with the situation.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly puts you in a tough spot because you wanted to compete and win games in March, and you didn't want to have to sit by and watch your team have to do it without you. At the same time, you know you weren't 100%, and so was it frustrating to have your college career end like that and know that the last visions of you from fans and media, we didn't get to see your best? Is that frustrating?
It's frustrating, but like I said, when I made a decision to play, I knew nobody was going to be seeing my best. I knew I was going to be putting on a show. I knew I was going to be the same Michael Porter Jr. they see in a couple months. So, you know, it's all part of God's plan. It wouldn't work out exactly how I wanted it to, but, you know, I'm here now, and they still, you know, got me going pretty high in the draft, so I'm excited to see what team I get to go to and get back on the floor and show people what I'm about.
Is there a player in the NBA draft that you feel like you compare to? Because I've seen a lot of different comparisons, and so I always wonder, from the player themselves, is there one that you go, oh, yeah, you know what, I like that comparison to that guy?
Right now, I would say I'm a mix of Giannis and KD. You know, I like going to the hole a little more than KD does. I like bumping into people a little more physical than KD, but I also, you know, I like to shoot the ball more than Giannis. So that's what I like to compare myself to. And then also Tracy McGrady. I get compared to him a lot, and I like that one a lot too. You know, those are three amazing players. So it doesn't feel bad to be in the same conversation as them.
Those are three pretty good players to be in a conversation with. And I also saw that you claimed Kevin Durant is the best player in the NBA right now, not LeBron. That created little waves here. What makes you think, or why do you feel like KD's better than LeBron?
First of all, KD's my guy, so I had to back up my guy. Second of all, I always say LeBron is the best player in the NBA until he plays KD, and then I feel like KD, for the most part, gets the best of him. And that's just how I feel. I feel like KD scores on LeBron a little bit easier than LeBron scores on him. And KD's a little bit of a problem for LeBron. So that's why I say that. But, you know, they're both up there with the best players in the NBA, obviously.
But it also helps that KD has all that talent around him, right? I mean, that kind of has to help him make look a little better against LeBron.
Actually, if you when you're playing basketball, it's actually easier to look good when you're by far the best player on your team. I feel like that's when you can really just have all the confidence and really show out. So the fact that KD's doing this with all these other amazing players is something in itself.
That's interesting. Michael Porter Jr. joins us here on the show. So you would rather play with a lot of talent instead of shining with not a great team around you?
For sure. I think a lot of players, it's tough for them to play with great players, because they're used to being with the ball in their hand all the time. But, like, for KD, it just shows a lot about how good of a player he is, being able to go to a championship-caliber team and fit right in and make the team even better.
I wonder, and I read a report that you were unable to get out of bed because of your back last week. Is that true? How bad has it been for you?
No, I don't know where that came from. I was walking around good. I don't know who said I couldn't get out of bed. But no, it was just a little sore. You know, I went to my workout like I always do that day, and it was just feeling a little sore. So, you know, my agent is very cautious and just wanted to give me a couple days off, and that's all that was. I'm feeling great. But no, it was nothing. It was nothing that serious.
You know, you played high school in Columbia, Missouri, and so being that your hometown, you know, playing in Columbia, there was different size expectations and scrutiny on you than a normal kid that would come from New York City or Dallas or somewhere to play at Mizzou. Was that tough for you to know that pressure and expectations on you despite being injured?
For me, I've always tried to just take the pressure out of it and just keep playing the game that I love to play. You know, there was a lot of people with a lot of expectations, but I've never been one to shy away from expectations just because nobody has higher expectations for me than I do for myself. So that's how I kind of look at it. It was tough not being able to play, but like I said, it's all part of the plan for me. So,
you think there's a lot of bad information out there about your back and your surgery?
There is. I think people, you know, I understand why people are cautious, but I'm feeling great and I'm getting stronger and stronger. I'm feeling better and better. And, like, there's no risk of re-injury. There's no risk as much as people are making it seem. So, you know, I'm feeling good. And I think the teams understand that. The medical information is out there and it all looks good. So I'm feeling better and better.
Michael Porter Jr. working alongside Auto Trader. So how's this going? How's the relationship been?
It's been good. You know, especially for me being a rookie, my focus needs to be on the court. And the all-new Auto Trader has the largest variety of cars. So, you know, when I land in the city, it's going to be one of the first things I do is look at a car. So they're helping me out with that. And then they added the Kelley Blue Book Price Advisor. So, you know, you can be confident that you're getting the best prices. You're not getting ripped off. So they've been a great help for me.
Michael Porter Jr. working alongside the all-new Auto Trader. More speed, shopping control, and trust. There's no reason to go anywhere else. The addition of Kelley Blue Book Price Advisor to Auto Trader car listings lets buyers shop the widest variety of cars with the confidence to purchase with the most trusted pricing. Michael, man, good to catch up. Good luck coming up on Thursday. Can't wait to see where you land, and hopefully we can talk again down the line.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You got it. Michael Porter Jr. joining us here on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.